Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another episode of the Better Than Ever podcast. This week, I am honored to share the story of Stacey Brass Russell. You may have heard of her. She was on Broadway and is an awesome coach. Oh, and she won the 10K in 10 weeks challenge most recently in Dallas, Texas. We are so excited to share this episode because this woman is just a wonderful, wonderful human being. She is a wellness coach based out of New York. I wanted to share her speech on stage first, and then I will give you a little peek at an interview that she and I did right after she won the 10K in 10 weeks challenge. So take it away, Stacey.
In 1978, when I was 10 years old, I played one of the orphans in the Broadway production of Annie for 2 years. Oh, I'm there. Red Arrow. I was lucky enough to have parents that nurtured and supported my dreams. My final audition was on the stage where Annie was playing, and my parents were in the audience. At the end of the audition, we were asked to come backstage, and that's where they told us that I got the job. My dad picked me up and put me on his shoulders. He was so proud. We went out for dinner that night, and he couldn't stop smiling, beaming. My dad gave me the courage to shine. I applied early admission to NYU because I knew that I was going to be a performer for the rest of my life. One day, I came home from class and I went to my dorm room and the phone rang and it was my mom. She told me that my dad had had a severe asthma attack and had stopped breathing. She was at Bellevue Hospital, where they had tried to save him, and they couldn't. My dad was 43 years old, and I was 19. That day changed the course of my life. During the following years, my mom became depressed and dependent on drugs, and we lost everything. The house I grew up in, my dad's business, a lot of our extended family. I never finished NYU, and it took me 20 years to pay off that student loan. I lived in sublets and out of storage spaces. I kept showing up to my auditions, trying to be polished and professional, but behind the scenes, I was always struggling to make ends meet and worried about my mom and my brother. I did get a few great acting jobs over the years, but the instability of show business, coupled with the instability of my life, was just too much. I started teaching yoga as a side hustle, but just like anything, in order to make it work, you have to invest time and energy. Eventually, I had the amazing opportunity to open a yoga studio. My acting career, though, took a backseat. I love teaching yoga, but when I sit in the audience of a Broadway show, my heart aches. After our honeymoon, my husband and I started infertility treatments. 5 years and $150,000 later, and we didn't have a baby. We went into massive debt. And then last year, the partners that I opened the yoga studio with pushed me out of that business because I couldn't invest in opening another location. can you believe that I still think that I'm lucky? I have an amazing husband. My mom, my brother, and I, we survived that darkest time of our lives. And I've had an impressive career, even if it didn't turn out the way that I had imagined. I became a coach because if I wasn't going to own that business anymore, I was going to do what I have always done, evolve. My entire life has been spent trying to make a living in careers that are all about hard work, struggle, and being poor. Just 1 year ago, I was sitting where you're sitting at my first live. Stacy and Carrie walk out on stage and they tell us that we are here to spark a revolution and to make a difference in the world and to make money as heart-centered entrepreneurs. My head almost fell off. The next day, I watch these incredible, dynamic, and inspiring women talk about their transformation and how they stepped into their power and how they made $10,000 in 10 weeks. I signed up for Mastery the next day, even though I had no idea how we were going to pay for it. I had a few clients, but I was struggling. I had no business strategy. I didn't really know my identity as a coach. I didn't know who I was being. Does anybody relate to that? And then on our retreat in July, Eric asked us, "What parts of yourself are you not bringing to your coaching? What are you leaving behind?" And in that moment, I uncovered a limiting belief that had been holding me back in my business, in my coaching, and even in my life. And that belief was that I am an ex-actress, and that any of the successes that I have had in my life don't count because I had failed at that career. I had been leaving behind the most important part of myself, the part of myself that was born to move and inspire people and to help them to have an experience that transcends their struggles, whether as an actress, a yoga teacher, or a transformational coach. I was flooded with knowing how to express myself. I came home and I launched a weekly Facebook Live series. I created a group program that I offered for free for my 50th birthday. I went into action using all of my parts. And I attracted clients. And I made $10,500 in 10 weeks. But if you really want to know how I made it to this stage, I'll tell you. I started believing I could. To truly understand the power of TCM, you have to experience it yourself. And when you do, you will believe so fully in what you're doing that charging for it will be easy. I empower women to see change as their opportunity to evolve. I'm so grateful for HCI, Stacy and Carrie, all of my coaches, this tribe, and my parents for the support and the stretch that got me here today. Whatever happens tomorrow, the sun will come out. And I will have won either way, because we're all winning the game that we're playing. Thank you so much.
What was it like to be up on the HCI Live stage?
It was wonderful. I know the answer might be to say, like, you know, it was surreal or it was scary. I don't feel that way. I feel like my whole presentation, my evolution and transformation over the last few months of stepping even more into who I am and realizing that I could be all of my parts, which is what I talked about as a coach, I hadn't even considered that. And having that realization, and over the last just few months starting to let myself do that, walking out and standing on the stage in front of everybody felt like where I was supposed to be. And that's just part of my journey that I've been on over these last few months.
Well, congratulations. Great to see you up there. You looked very at home.
Thanks. I want to add one more thing to that, which is that I also felt ever since my first live, seeing Stacey and Carrie on stage and the other amazing speakers that we've had, there's been this part of me that wanted to be on the stage very specifically as a part of HCI. Like, not want to be on the stage like because, oh, I want to be on the stage. Be on the stage very specifically as part of this. Like, and that is something that, like, I have come to all of the events and had this little part of me that was like, I just want to be up there, because to me it'll be a way for me to be fully in my ability to express what I feel about being a part of this. So for me, it was something I've been wanting. It was like, I get to stand up and talk about how massive and meaningful and important this place is to me, and this journey and this material and this work and this training and everything that I get by being a part of it.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. And how would you say that HCI has shaped you both professionally and personally?
I never even had the idea in my head that I was going to turn into a solo entrepreneuress at 50. So how has HCI shaped me professionally? It has given me a vision, or allowed me to have a vision, or shown me a vision of what professionally I could do, and that I could start something new, and that I could actually have more professionally than I ever. Even it's not even that I didn't give myself permission to do it, so I didn't even think of it. So professionally, I feel that now I'm literally like, what am I going to do next? It's not like, oh no, what am I going to do next? It's like, what am I going to do next? I have so many options. Personally, didn't even know that I had limiting beliefs or fears or things that had happened to me that were actually keeping me from knowing how far I can go and how powerful not only I can be, but how powerful I want to be. I didn't even know that. So how has it affected me personally? It has opened up a part of me that didn't even know how much I want to do.
So what was it like right before you walked up on that 10K stage? Were you nervous? What were you feeling?
I opted to watch everybody else. I was last. I opted to watch everybody else. I contemplated not doing that. And then everybody was staying there. So I was like, I'll do that too. And as each one of the amazing women went on stage, my critter brain got crazier and crazier. Like literally by the fourth person, I had completely convinced myself that I had written the completely wrong presentation and that it didn't have enough stuff, and it didn't like talk about like how I, you know, very specifically about how I help my clients. Like I let my critter brain go. I literally on the fourth person started to question, I guess is the best word for it. I just started to question. It wasn't that I was nervous to stand in front of everybody. I started to question what I had decided to share as my story.
Which is so not funny, but I mean, when you think of it, like looking back on it now, how does that make you feel, all those doubts you had?
The doubts, I think back and I think, how can I will never again. That's, I think back and I think I will never again doubt the power of being authentic and being truthful and knowing the value of telling other people my story because of how it may touch, impact, help them. If anybody can recognize something in themselves when they hear my story and then also be inspired to know that they can have what they want, they can move forward, they can turn that story into what's actually going to help them to become their next best thing. I will not doubt anymore after this experience that my story is enough, not just enough, it's important, and there are many, many people that need to hear it so that they can also feel that they have hope and can move on and do all the things that they want to do.
And why is that so important to you? Based on your past experience, why is it important for you to share that?
It's important to me to share that because throughout the years of my life, I have met and I have friends, I have loved ones, so I'm not even talking about just clients, I'm talking about friends and family, and then through the years I've had students, and I have encountered so many people who are totally stuck by their story of what has let them know that they, because something bad happened to them, or because they have to redirect, or because they have to change direction, right? Like, which is what my whole story is about. It's about that I've had to change direction a lot of times. And one of the big things that I got out of my TCM journey and what I talked about on stage was the really major revelation of that changing direction does not mean that where you were going before was a failed direction. Mm-hmm. So why is it important? Because I know that that holds so many people back from thinking that there's a possibility of doing something different, of making a change. That's why I call myself a take charge of change coach. I know that sometimes knowing that you either have to make a change because something happens to you, or you want to make a change because you're not happy with what you had said you were going to do, and inside you know you want to be different, but you don't want other people to think like, but you said you wanted to do. I want other people to feel empowered to know that they always have options, because without that, you die inside. You live your life starting to get smaller and smaller and unhappier and unhappier. And I don't want anyone in my friends, my family to begin with, to live life feeling unhappy. And then once I work on that, because those are the people that are in my immediate sphere, I have to keep going, and I have to keep touching every single person that becomes my client, that's my student, that I encounter, because I don't want anybody to feel that they have no choice.
And why is it, why do you think artists make good health coaches?
I think artists make good health coaches because, first of all, I think what would make someone an artist to begin with is that artists are people who are born with no choice other than to be connecting to their emotional life and to be wanting to understand the experience of others, because every single time you become a character or you step out on stage, until you become a motivational speaker, you're not doing that as yourself. You're becoming a character. And the way that you become a character is you're willing to step into the breath, the body, the outfit of somebody else's experience. So an actor has a natural desire, natural inclination to want to understand the experience of others, and then to also have an emotional connection to that. So an artist is going to be the one who sits down with a client and is ready to be able to understand the experience of someone else, because it's what you were born wanting to do. So that's one way that I think an artist makes an amazing coach. And the other thing I'll say is that an artist is, by nature, I am a Virgo and an artist. So I am an artist who has that organized analytical part of myself. It's crazy.
What?
Right?
That's
it's
a real
crazy
thing.
It's crazy. But the artist part of me, and the artist in all of us, is the part of us that is creative and that goes outside the lines. And when you are a coach and you have that artist in you, you sit down with somebody, and even though you have your script, you have your structure, we all need to learn and start from somewhere, the artist is the person who's going to be the most comfortable going off book, being the improviser. And when you're really in real time with somebody one-on-one and you're present, that's another skill of the artist, listening, and really being in that connection. Because when you're, let's just say you're talking about being on stage as an actor and you're in a scene, nothing exists but you and your scene partner. And that's who your client is. They're your scene partner. You become completely immersed with that person. Nothing exists besides that relationship in that moment. And your ability as an artist to let yourself do that and to just become completely in that engagement and then be in that improvisation, be able to respond in real time to what's really happening, that is a gift. That's a difficult skill. You can't necessarily be taught that. So us artists, it's one of the ways that we have a little bit, I think, of that natural gift that just enhances your experience.
Yeah. I wish I had like a microphone I could give you so you could just drop it. Like,
was that a mic drop?
Yeah, mic drop. Like, I was like, yeah, I mean, you nailed it right on the head. Like, everything you said was so true to the artist I, as an actor, too. Like, I get it. Like, and everything you said fits so well with me. I mean, yeah, I do think I have always thought health coaches make great, or sorry, artists make great health coaches. And it's because our job is to put ourselves in someone else's place. And so, I mean, why not be able to transfer that over into a real life skill that can be lucrative and fulfilling all at the same time?
And, you know, in our training, one of the very first things that we are trained on is rapport and getting on someone's map. And for so many of my partners over the last year and a half, I've heard many people say that that's one of the confusing parts. That's like, it's a hard part, you know, to establish rapport and to get on someone's map. And I think what we just talked about speaks to that as well. I think it, you know, that's one of the things that comes more easily when you are, you know, so, I'm not even going to say accustomed to, because it's not about like just being like, oh yeah, I'm used to doing that. But when it's just something that comes more naturally to you, because it's just part of that. It's part of that. It's part of that wanting to understand someone else's experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. Now, why was it important for you to participate in the 10K challenge this time?
I knew that by joining the challenge, and I want to say that I, on the night before the challenge began, like the official start date, like when it was like, now you can track your money, right? Like the official day that money counted. The night before, I literally like was crying to my husband saying, stupid for me to join this because I don't have any strategy. I don't have any way of doing making the money. And then I even went as far as to say, and how could they like make us start this in August? I mean, August is when everybody goes on vacation. No one's around. Everyone's like doing their like summer thing. No one's gonna wanna have like a discovery session, and no one's gonna like commit, no one's gonna sign up for health or life coaching in like August when they're on vacation. Like, and my whole brain, I was like, I literally categorized the universe as going on vacation. And I was like, therefore, August is a month that I can't earn any money. So I'm gonna have to earn $10,000 in September. And that's not possible. I mean, literally, that was my story. So why did I sign up for this? I signed up for this because of that. I signed up for this because I knew that every month of my life, I could make another excuse about the way I did about August. It's the holidays. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's back. Everyone's kids are going back to school. Like, so I signed up for the challenge because I believed, first of all, 100% in that having the support, the accountability, the stretch. I was like, wait, there's extra something. I get like more Facebook Lives. I'm in. Like, how could I pass that up? How could I pass up more training, more support, more accountability, more way to be connected to my mission? I'm an entrepreneur in progress. Who, like, how could I pass up that? Second, I signed up for it because when I saw the finalists in Dallas and in Phoenix, I knew that part of what got them to where they are was not just being in mastery, but it was also that they were in the challenge. I heard that. I heard them saying being in the container of that goal made them do it. And everything that we're being trained to do when we work with our clients, we set measurable goals. We make goals. We know that this is an action-based process and experiential. And I knew that to pass up the opportunity to put myself into a measurable goal that was action-based with support and accountability, if I were to pass that up, how could I expect my clients to do that?
And what, if you had any little advice for your fellow coaches who are now looking up to you because you're a rock star, what advice would you give them?
My advice is to be in action every day, whatever that is. Someone asked me today, how did I do it? And I said, I did something every day to make me feel like I did something. So whatever the outcome is going to be okay because I did something. And that being in action was so powerful for me. It is how I made the $10,000. My actions were not even about getting people to pay me money. I don't know if everyone caught what I said in my presentation, but I created a free program that I offered for my 50th birthday because part of our training, I had been told somewhere from one of our amazing things, Bill Barron, that offering value, offering whatever you've got, giving it all. And I was like, people that I think are really smart and successful told me that that works. And so I was like, I'll do that. And by doing that, I had something to do every single day. I had to make a program. I had to keep it going. I had to engage with my people in the Facebook group. I had to write my inspiring emails. I had to figure out what I was going to do on the Facebook Live. And at the same time, I was reaching out to people in the group. How's it going? What are you having challenges with? It gave me a way to feel like every day I had something to do. And I would check off, even if all I did was like reach out to someone in the group or comment in the Facebook group or write in an email. Every day that I went to bed and could look back at my day and know that in addition to all the other things that I still had to do, because I wasn't making my living only as a coach, in addition to all the other things that I do, that I could look back before I went to bed and say, did I do something for my business? Did I do something to know that I contributed to my future self, who I want to be? And knowing that I did an action every day was enough to make me feel like I was doing the work that I was supposed to do. Mm. And that is, I really think if I had to distill it down, be in action, stay in action, whatever it is, the littlest thing. Just wake up every day and ask yourself, what's one thing that I can do for my business today, even if it's not my full-time job yet, even if I'm not even a coach with paying clients, if it's what I eventually want and it's what I want to be doing, start being a person who wakes up every day and asks yourself, what's one thing that I'm gonna do today that's going to be me stepping toward who I wanna be and what I wanna be doing?
Yeah. Well, I am so, so happy for you, and I can't wait to see what's next. I would love to hear what is a big, crazy goal that you have that you, next time we see each other, which may be at the Mastery Retreat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? You want to set a big, crazy goal for the Mastery Retreat?
Oh, my God. Critter Rain just was like, well, don't set a goal you don't think you can definitely do.
Remember when you were like, no, August is a bad month to start a business.
Uh-huh. So a big crazy goal for me is that I want to be, if it's not that it's, I think some things take time, so I recognize that. But by the time of the mastery retreat, I would like to be, my crazy goal is that I am going to be putting the wheels in motion for me to start merging what I'm doing. I am going to be a powerful coach that coaches from the stage.
Thank you, Stacy, for all of your insight and wisdom and inspiration. We are just so thrilled for you. You have been an incredible member of this community, and I cannot wait to see where you go. Folks, if you actually want to come and see our 10K in 10 Weeks Challenge live in person, just head on over to hcilive.com and come hang out with us in Phoenix, Arizona, April 25th through 27th. Yes, that is coming up. So hurry up, reserve your seat, come out, watch the 10K in 10 Weeks Challenge, participate in Skills Labs, hear from our awesome, awesome, awesome speakers, and of course, you know, see Carrie and Stacy in person, your wonderful teachers and leaders of this fabulous community. I really hope to see you there. Please come up to me and tell me that you were listening to the podcast. And speaking of listening to the podcast, I wanted to just put out there a selfish little request. We thrive off of good reviews. So if for some reason you feel compelled to, after this podcast, go on to iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast at, and, you know, leave us a sweet little love note. That is so, such a nice thing to do. And some of us, i.e. me, really, really appreciate it. I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of the folks who have left us some wonderful reviews. First off is our most recent one titled Life Changing by New Year, New Me. I was struggling for motivation, but listening to Hannah's interviews has given me the inspiration I needed to pursue my dreams. I can't wait to meet her at HCI Live and tell her how much she's helped me. I cannot wait to meet you as well. So New Year, New Me, please come up to me and say hi. Thank you so much for leaving this positive review. We just appreciate it and love to know, you know, what's working well for you guys and what you're clicking with. We also have Jessica CP13, and she is ready to spark that revolution. This podcast is an absolute inspiration while I'm working my 9-to-5. It keeps me inspired and on fire for my goals every week. Thank you for this amazing content. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everybody who has helped make this dream of mine come true. Please, 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 if you have a moment, go ahead and leave a review for the podcast. Let us know how you're feeling, and I can't wait to personally read all of them and then hopefully meet all of you at HCI Live. Again, you can go to www.hcilive.com and sign up for your ticket. Thank you guys for listening, and have a wonderful week.